Isn't it the same make?
Delicate woman.
one's hand holding this ring suspended from something, and with a break in it. Now, it may not be psychic at all, but it was very distinct, very interesting indeed. But whether it's just symbolic or something, I don't know.
Hard to think of what, really, isn't it? The ring was broken.
Yes, it was most extraordinary. I
think that is definitely symbolic.
Yes, yeah. The ring was broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes people have had a ring that won't fit and it's broken and it doesn't quite meet, you know, round. This thing was suspended in the air from the hand. Why? It's a plain, presumably gold ring. I don't think it was gold, it's a plain ring. There's no ornamentation as far as I can see, and there's no brilliance or diamonds or anything shining from it. It's just a plain gold ring, I think it was. With this bracelet.
Mm. I should say it was symbolic and there was no sum of them what was happening at all.
Would you expect that to have any special significance?
Well, quite frank, I'll tell you what I follow up with. This is merely impression, so if heaven's sake, don't run away with the idea that it's necessarily psychic. But I feel that this hand holding this ring is symbolizing the breaking off of a long association, a suddenness, breaking off of a long association of a close link, and it's definitely a female link. And I don't think it's happened, is it? I feel it's something that's in the future. I don't want to be depressing, but...
Oh.
It's as if there's a split and a break. And I feel sure it was a wedding ring.
And you feel that refers to the future, do you?
I think it's almost certain rather the future than the past.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm always very highly suspicious of anything I get mentally, although I've had it proven many times it isn't necessarily my imagination.
Of course, no one has to allow for it coming to a medium. There's no medium 100%.
No.
You see, and you find sometimes three parts of it work out and just the other little bit doesn't. Unfortunately.
Oh, I think that there is something.
That's what I'm meaning.
Mm.
I thought that.
Do you think the interpretation's wrong?
Wasn't quite right.
Well, not quite right. Mm.
Probably. Mm. As I say, it may well be within my...
You're very near, though.
You're very near.
Yes.
Mm. Well, there's a split ring held by a delicate... It was, rather. A split wedding ring, not as short as a wedding ring, held up by this rather delicate-looking female hand, symbolising a split or a break in presumably marriage, you see. And I got it more as a future than a past, but there again, I could be well be wrong. You don't know the existence of such a ring, do you?
Well, yes, I know that there is such a ring in existence, indeed. Yes.
With a break in it?
Not with a, I beg your pardon, not with a break.
No,
I can't think of that. This was something quite fleeting and momentary,
mm-hmm. Oh, it was, yes. Very, very momentary. I was so surprised because I was really quite seriously not thinking about anything in particular. I was just talking about Dr. Winning.
And
I suddenly saw this hand holding this ring.
Mm. I was rocking a bit yesterday.
No, that's not psychic power, that's a tube going on.
Yeah, but I thought it was Mr. Lovett scratching his head something the other end.
Lord alive, what?
No, Lord's alive.
Scratching the head.
Well, you know, as we're all on one thing.
Scratching the head and it's rocking Mrs. Buckley's chair.
No, it wasn't anything. It may be, as you say, the tube underneath, but we have a lot of that in our circle, that vibration. Certainly a lot of power here.
Well, there should be starting 2 minutes earlier.
Well, we said with more of us, we should give more power. Yeah, he's showing a bit of the light, doesn't he?
Yes, very faint.
Yeah.
Well.
If you start bullying me, because I'm very sensitive this afternoon.
Yeah, of course,
where is it? Is that putting
it? Coming this way. Yes, that's it.
I apologise, by the way, for not writing you before, Douglas. I've been going to write you for several days since your last visit, and then eventually I got down to it, and then I didn't get it posted the following day. And our letters must have crossed.
In a circle with nothing else, only just for the meaning.
Right.
Well, of course it involves a lot of things, really. You know, we do meditation.
You don't have any trumpets or anything?
No, it's really, you know, the first stage. Mm.
And how are you?
Oh, Mickey.
I'm
very
pleased to see you.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't met that lady nor that bloke, the gentleman on the couch, have I? Nor that other gentleman.
Oh, that's Mr.
and
Mrs. Davy.
Oh, we're lovely.
That new gentleman has got something with him that is of special significance that I think is specially brought today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I've got something which has got significance, but I didn't specially bring it today.
Well, whether you specially brought it or not, you've got an article with you. It belongs to someone that's over here, and it's something that you keep as a memento, and they know that you use it.
Oh, yes, thank you very much.
You interest me, because I think that, with all due respect, I hope you won't be annoyed with me, but I have to tell you the truth, mate. I think in a sort of strange way, you're your own enemy.
Oh, tell me more, please.
Well, that's a good start, Mickey.
Well, he's new to it, you see, Mickey.
Yes, he's very sincerely inquired.
I haven't put it proper up, mate, but I feel that you're so sort of intense within yourself. Not that you necessarily show it, but I feel that you've been striving to link up and make a contact, and somehow that you come up against a brick wall, and it's not altogether your fault, but somehow I think that there's something within yourself that makes it more difficult.
Trying too hard, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I wish I knew how to overcome that.
You would do a lot of writing.
Well, I do a good deal of writing.
But I feel that you ought to be a journalist or someone who could write a lot. You have a sort of capability for writing.
Yes, I think you could say that.
Although you probably don't do anywhere near what you might do. But then again, I feel that you, with all due respect, I think you do an important job, such as it is, mate. But at the same time, I feel you're not doing the sort of thing that you could well do better.
Yes, well, I am bound to agree.
And I think that it's probably through circumstances, not necessarily your own making, but probably earlier in life you brought up to do certain something which you've taken on and you do probably quite well, but I feel that you've never achieved within yourself what you know or feel deep within yourself you could do. And I feel that people from this side are urging you to do more with putting to paper things which they, and which also of course come from yourself, so that it could be of some value.
The
lady who comes to you hasn't been here terribly long, has died rather tragically and unexpectedly.
Yes, thank you very much.
Her death wasn't altogether natural, was it?
Yes, I think...
Didn't she go to hospital?
She was in hospital.
Yes, and didn't they make some sort of, I don't know, from what I can gather, that there was a bit of a discussion going on as to what method or what to do. And
yes.
I think it was a bit too late.
Yes, it was.
And I think that one doctor suggested something and another doctor didn't quite agree. You may not know the facts of that.
I don't know all the facts, no.
You got a youngster, a boy?
No.
Well, who's a young boy on earth that they're so interested in connected with you? Who's a young boy?
A young boy? No, I don't know of any at all.
Wait a moment, I'll find out, mate. It's no time. How are you, Doug?
Oh, I'm all right, Mickey. I'm good.
I bet your friend don't know what to make of me.
Oh, well, we've told him a bit.
This is
the other side. No, I'm coming in squeaking. It's probably stopping a bit more on the room.
You must be somewhere where there are a lot of airplanes, mate.
I don't think they're a tremendous lot.
You are near aeroplanes, because aren't there?
Yes, that's so. There are some, that's true.
Have you got a house on its own?
Yes.
Well, there's something going on about this house at the moment. I don't quite know what it is, but Are you sort of uncertain in your mind as to whether to stay put or move?
Yes.
Because they don't want you to do anything rash for the moment, and I think you've been told this before. They tell me they want you to just hold on for a little longer, don't do anything for the moment, wait. Certainly don't do anything until the spring.
I see, thank you.
Do you know Peg or Peggy?
Peg or Peggy? No, I can't recall.
On Earth, not this side.
No, I don't.
All right, don't bother, mate.
Remember anyone, that name. Mickey, try and get someone through to speak to him, someone that may know him. Mickey?
You're a squeaky old thing. Don't you ever give a drop of oil, mate?
Well, I don't know.
Poor old, that's it. Don't put it off.
Sure,
so you ain't paid for it, mate. Not
that
they have
about
squeaky shoes,
don't
you?
Well, this one's not paid for because they've lent it to us.
I can't make you laugh, I should release the tension. You get too tense, it's no good, see?
Mm. Well, no tension here this afternoon, sure.
That's what you think, mate.
Mickey? Someone's saying something.
Very quietly.
Yes.
Yes.
Come along.
Please
do.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you.
Try.
Do try. I'm listening. I don't want to butt in, but I think she's saying something about Bobby, or was Bobby? Sounds like I'm listening. Yes. Yeah. Are you?